If you went to church yesterday, you heard this lesson read to you. And yesterday was not the first time you obviously heard these words. These words from Isaiah, which tell us that God's word will not return empty. God's word is powerful because the source from which these words come is powerful. The way of Yahweh is the way of the word. He speaks. Yahweh speaks. He spoke and it was. The words are powerful enough to make something out of nothing. And it has always been that way, that he speaks and brings things into being. The words of Yahweh have in themselves an inherent power. How sad it is that in this word-filled world, the power of Yahweh's word is either assumed or dismissed as nothing. Words fill our days and our lives. If you don't speak, you don't survive. But the word that is powerful, that brought us into being and all that surround us into being is ignored, because the word may have had its power when it first was spoken, but thereafter it accomplished its purpose and the story ended there. But here we have from Isaiah the word which tells that it will not return void. It is not a thing of the past. It has present implications. Definitely it has future implications. To the community to which Isaiah first spoke, these words must have taken in what these words meant for them. A community that lost their home, was used to being in exile, that had lost their foundations in terms of building for a future. Only faith. It was faith ultimately that took them this route and enabled them to continue as a people. The symbols of unity, the symbols of national identity have been lost. They wanted a king and God gave them one. They had a series of kings, but none of them really led them the way of the Lord, and kingdoms perished. They wanted to build a temple for God. Yahweh chose to make his visible presence seen among them in and through that temple. Even that temple would be taken away. They had a home as God promised their father Abraham, a home, but living at home was short-lived. Now they are a people without a home, a temple, and even a monarchy to speak of. What is left? What is left is Yahweh. What is left is the way of Yahweh, which is the way of the word. Yes, God's word speaks to us today in unforeseen circumstances, when the doors are closed, when opportunities are absent, when hopes are not at all high. God's word still speaks. His word speaks to us, a word of law and a word of promise, bringing us to confrontation with this Yahweh, the source of the words of wisdom, and brings us to a knowledge of our own understanding, not to speak of the greater understanding of the mystery behind this word, even Yahweh himself. Is it not humbling? And it is not also equally exciting to be in this word business of speaking someone else's word for his own community in his stead and on his behalf. Yes, the ministry of the word, the job for which God has called you and I, is exciting. Nothing visible, nothing dramatic, nothing graphic to portray before the world, except to preach the word. Yes, there is so much to portray before the world, because Paul said to the Galatians that he had something to portray before them, the word incarnate. the Word incarnate hanging on a cross for the salvation, for the redemption, for the call to return to the source and fountain of all wisdom and knowledge. Yes, Christian community proclaims the Word of God. It is not just a lot of talk. It is graphic talk. It is Word incarnate talk. If the way of Yahweh is the way of the Word, the Christian community is, Christian community's way is the way of speaking the incarnate Word. And that Word is the bread of life, Jesus said. That Word is the living water. As rain comes down from heaven, and snow for that matter, and brings to the earth fertility and growth and maintenance and yielding fruit, so it is the way with the Word of Yahweh. It gets the job done. In spite of the ones who are involved in this business of proclaiming and announcing the Word of God of Yahweh to other people, in spite of frailty and weakness and even speech impediment of those who proclaim this Word to others, the Word of God is all powerful. Yes, it is exciting to be in this ministry, in this business of proclaiming the Word of Yahweh to the community that surrounds us, in spite of who we are, in spite of our own setbacks and limitations. It is the Word of Yahweh that we proclaim. Yes, His words are filled with action. He said, and it was so, no doubt about it. His word is actually parallel to His actions. His actions without His words are mysterious to the people, no matter how smart they might be. They might think that the whole creation came into being from nothing or some evolutionary process. But if these visible manifestations of Yahweh, even His own actions, are seen in the light of His spoken word, life gets its meaning. Life begins to achieve its purpose, at least begin to move toward the goal for which God has set the whole creation in motion. His words are actions. It takes a while for those thoughts to sink in. So the prophet brings to the community a word of hope. Who in the world could count on words, empty words, when they don't have a home? They don't have a family to count on. They don't have a community identity in the form of a king or a priest. Who could count on word? Who, except those who are moved by the Spirit of God, who indeed are able to appreciate what God continues to speak through His words? Yes, these words are real for us because we are able to look at these words through the eyes of the incarnate Word. And the Word here says, it will yield fruit. The Word has its past, as God said, and brought everything into being by means of His Word. The Word has its present as the incarnate Word speaks to us, even to us Christian communities. And the Word has its future. It was no less talk when the Word said that the Word of God shall endure forever. That Word goes out to the hearts of people through the work of the Holy Spirit. God has called us to be a community to come together, gather round the Word of God, so that we may go out and proclaim it, the very words, as words of warning and as words of comfort. Words of warning because they call us back to the source of the Word. They lead us to repentance. They lead us to contrition. They lead us to, within ourselves, to be able to pray to God the right prayer. They call us to account. But they also live among us with future holding up before us as words of promise. Words which enable us to remember our Lord's own words which say, where I am, you shall be also. It is an exciting time for us to be living in this eschatological community that celebrates the presence of God in His Word. It is exciting and a blessing indeed for us to gather around the word and meditate on it, not only in chapel, not only in church, but also in our daily living, in our households, in our prayer groups, in our loneliness, in our isolated moments. Because the word, when it speaks to us, Yahweh himself is with us. Life is mysterious. The ways of life we do not comprehend. But the way to put a handle on this mysterious life is to go back to the word. The word's way is indeed Yahweh's way. Let us heed to him and be blessed by his speech to us, even as we are able to bring our prayers to him in our own words. God grant this for Christ's sake. Amen. Let us stand for prayer.